We're back from our break, and earlier we were talking about like Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick, how it like connected to Nolan's music career so far, how it motivated him, how he sort of built his entire career around that influence that he had. So, Nolan, tell us more about like this new album that you're trying to like get into.
Yeah, well, currently I'm working on a new album right now. It should be out maybe by the end of November, early December type of time. And so it takes, I feel like, in my opinion, it kind of takes some of Kendrick's flow that I've been like analyzing and I've been like seeing, I've been getting into it, I've been listening to it. I've been taking some, I don't know the word for it.
You know the word for it?
I've been taking some inspiration from his album. Like, damn, you know, I've been taking like the flow and I'd be like kind of, I'd be taking like that cadence and I'd be infusing it into like jazz and like jazz and B, kind of like jazz rap. It's like, I feel like I'm kind of making a new genre with this album, and it's kind of dope to see how it's like coming together.
Wait, like you're making a new genre or you're like...
I feel like there's already like a genre in place there, but like I'm expanding on that genre and how like what is like, I don't know, I'm just making some notable changes to it, and I feel like it's something to take note.
So like it's like a notable difference in the way your music is when
it's I'm trying to make it unique in a way.
All right. I mean, that's pretty much like most rappers do, like when they expand on their career, their lyrics, like they always have a new type of thing. Like, for example, Drake, we know he does, like, mixes, like, hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah.
And that's, like, something a lot of people know him for. So, it's pretty good. Like, that's a good sign if you know how to stay authentic and expand on genres and stuff. Yeah. All right, so even though you said, like, you're trying to use, like, these genres and your influence from these rappers and stuff, like, what do you think separates, like, your lyrical approach compared to theirs?
I feel like... since they're a bigger artist, I feel like they've had a lot more time to kind of like formalize and attune to their abilities, and I feel like they're more experienced with the work than I am, and I'm only like a beginner compared to them because they've been doing it for years. But I feel like my approach to it is still on a notable level like next to them, and I feel like it's can be seen as something good and as like good work, and I don't know, it's
like just, like basically like because you're a beginner compared to these really big artists, the fact that you already started doing this like notable change, especially in like your genre and everything, it's impressive that you're doing it at such like a new stage,
at such like a young age compared to them, because they're all like older now and stuff. And I feel like the younger you start, like the more years you have to kind of expand on your experience and stuff like that.
What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea that you're changed up your sound young, because it gives you more time to like truly also find your sound and also expand more on your like music abilities too.
And I agree with that, because it gives me so much more time with my like musical journey to kind of advance and make these subtle changes and like these take notes from other bigger artists within my time, so I can kind of grow at a maybe faster pace than they did at one point.
When it comes to music, do you like prioritize like lyricism or flow or production, or do you think it's like that question where it's like you can't really prioritize one more than the other? It's like obviously it's a flow of all of them, but what do you prioritize?
Obviously, like you kind of everything needs to be good in my opinion, but in our day of age, like during today in the music industry, I feel like production is one of the most important parts, because you can see like the most like trash musical artists out there go viral because they have some, because their production is just insane or something like that, like their lyrical abilities like are not that good compared to other people who work extremely hard but may not have this like the same like opportunity or beat selection as they do.
There's definitely a lot of artists like that. Like it's like the song, like I'm not going to put any names out there because I don't want to get criticized, but there's a hella artist out there where their music is just garbage, but somehow it's like it has a flow to it that people like, and it goes viral. Whether it goes viral because it's a meme or because it's like somewhat good. The song is just bad. All right, do you have any tracks or songs of yours that you think could rival one of these big artists? Like, is there anything out there that you feel like I wish this had more recognition?
Well, in my opinion, I feel like currently I don't think anyone's going to be able to rival like Kendrick or J. Cole or Drake. Yeah, but I feel like there are some tracks on this album that do like rival some maybe smaller artists on that maybe below them. Yeah. And I feel like if I did have the right marketing and I did have like the right budgeting for whatever, I feel like I could get some recognition for it. But I don't know. It's just like that's still like really hard to get your hands on.
Yeah. Yeah. At least you're honest and you're humble. Like when comparing yourself to the top of the top of the game is crazy. Yeah. All right. So when let's say when you get to the times in your career where you start having fans and people that follow your music, what's one thing you want your fans to take away from your music? Like if you look at, for example, Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake, they obviously had to make it to that big level for them to have fans and people to take stuff from them. Yeah. But you as a starter, when you reach that end goal, that like that dream, what do you want your fans to take away from them?
So when I reach that prize at the end of the tunnel, bro, when I finally get that status, when I finally get like fans, when I'm on that stage, bro, I feel like I kind of want to give the message that it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter what age you want to start something at, you can always do something you like and you can always like make something out of it. Like it doesn't matter if people are going to see you differently for something you want to do, or like they're going to see you weird, or because everyone's going to do that. Everyone's going to have different opinions from you. So I feel like if you like just do the thing you like, it doesn't matter if they care or not, because it's your opinion. And you're the only person, you're like your own like worst critic in a way. You're the only person holding you back. So I feel like if you just do that thing, if you just you take the risk and you just do that thing that you like, I feel like your life would just be so much like more bountiful and like happier in a way.
So your like message to your fans is that like if they find something they love, they shouldn't hold back.
Yeah, just follow, like just do what you like and just follow that.
So, like, you want to send the message to them, like, you as an example, is that, like, dedication and perseverance is going to be what
results makes,
like, greatness within your grasp. You want to be that definition and that example.
Because I worked so hard every day on this, and I feel like once I get there at the top, bro, that's just going to be my main, like, message that I'm going to send to
people. And it's also a really good message because a lot of rappers, like, they have some messages. I mean, obviously, so many different musicians inspire each other. And, like, you have, like, the best artist that will be, like, their hero will be someone that's, like, a little smaller than them or something. Yeah. But that artist meant so much to them. And that message they gave to them inspired them to be who they are today. Yeah. So it's, like, it's amazing that music in general always gives a message to people, inspires them.
Yeah.
And it's even better when that message can be, like, not just like stuck and within just music and the music industry. It's something that you can use in your life. Yeah.
And I also feel like you shouldn't really take things for granted in life. Like, enjoy things like during the moment in a way. And I feel like I kind of like I'm able to kind of amplify a lot of people's opinions with that type of stuff. Because if like I feel like there's a lot of people that feel weird or like they're called out for doing something they like in a way. So I feel like just enjoy the things you like to enjoy, and that would just make things a lot happier.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like when you're by yourself and you're sitting there, you want to do something that means a lot to you.
Yeah.
What other people say doesn't matter, because I honestly think it's really stupid if you try to change yourself for what other people say.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
And the only thing they see is what's from the outside. Like when they listen to your music, they'll be like, he probably just made this and it's like a joke and it's funny, and they just make fun of it, but they don't realize those times when you were in your room alone writing your music, or the times you were in your studio practicing, that meant a lot to you.
Yeah,
and you were doing that and didn't care about the judgment of other people.
That was just that hard work I put in, bro. Yeah. I feel like, all right, let me put this thought in your head right now, bro. Yeah. Let's say you're laying on your deathbed, bro, and you look back at your accomplishments and stuff like that. What do you want to be like proud of? You want to be proud of like the stuff that you like enjoyed in your life and you wanted to do like creatively, or like the type of stuff that like people kind of like hated you on and you changed yourself for that? I feel like that kind of affects you,
because at the end of the day, like if you don't like, if you shape yourself based off how other people perceive you, like, obviously, like, there's this thing my uncle once said to me is that the way, so he works in a finance company, and the way he wants to build himself and make others perceive him is that, obviously, it doesn't matter, like, what other people say.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, you don't need other people's approval to feel satisfied with yourself. But at the same time, you want to build it to a way where once you leave that company, or once, basically, you leave life,
yeah,
you want people to look back at you and be like, he was something else. He was something
different. Yeah, like, he did something.
Like, he was a good person. Yeah. Like, you know, like, a lot of the times, like, for example, when people work, like, for example, most of us, like, the way we look at our bosses, yeah, we look at them and they're very, like, this tyrannical, like,
they're like stern
energy, like, they're, yeah, stern, they're like stubborn and they're, yeah, mean. So you have to approach life in a way where, like, once you leave that company, or once you're pretty much on your deathbed, how are people gonna look at you for what you did on, yeah, earth? And whether it's like on an impactful scale with so many different people around the world, or just for your family and your friends around, yeah, you, it still matters to, yeah, a degree. Like, yeah, don't take other people's opinions so much that it impacts your own life, but at, yeah, the same time, you want people to think good of you.
Like, if you think about it, you think about J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick, like, they all got famous for doing something they enjoyed. Like, they, it was like life or death for them. Like, they had to do this certain thing for, to, like, continue, like, their whatever journey or whatever. And I feel like, I don't know, it's kind of like important to see that where creativity can, like, lead you in your life, and where doing, like, your passion and, like, your dreams can lead you.
And, yeah, you can hear in their music too, like, how they, like, when they're, like, talking about, they just talk about their experiences, yeah, too, and, like, and it's always those songs the most that, like, yeah, I guess people, like, listen to the most.
Yeah. Like, you, we know Kendrick for, like, his authenticity, right? So when he's, like, hangs up the mic, when he's, like, ready to leave, everyone's, they're not gonna look at him like, oh yeah, he was fake or whatever. Like, they're gonna see him as, like, oh yeah, he was true to his dreams and he stayed true to his fans and stuff like that.
Yeah. So if you had to collaborate with one of the three, Drake, J. Cole, or Kendrick, who would you want to collaborate with to make a song?
It's honestly, that's a hard question for me, because they're all just, like, the three biggest artists in the industry. Like, they all hold, like, a huge place. But for me, I think it's kind of like a tie between Drake and Kendrick, because they both hold really dear, like, pieces of my life. And, like, if I had to, like, choose one, I feel like it'd be Kendrick, because, like, I really loved his album when I was a lot younger, and it really had an effect on me.
So that would be for, like, collaborating. But let's say you had one of the three, right? Dream case scenario, maybe one day it happens. I, as an Muslim and an Arab, we say inshallah, like, God willing, yeah, this happens one day. If you could have one of them, like, not just, like, collaborate, but be, like, someone that, like, looks over you, your mentor, like, someone that, yeah, gives you advice, changes the way you look at things, yeah, and influences you, and maybe even ups your game, yeah, who would you want? Would it still be Kendrick?
I would want Kendrick, because he's just seen as being, like, wise, and, like, his lyrical capabilities, he's, like, just, like, a genius in a way. So I feel like he would have, like, a profound effect on me and my career and how I view life in a way.
Where do you want to see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now, that's a large amount of time. I gotta think. I want to see myself maybe tied to a label or something like that. I want to see, like, actual, like, label studio. I want to, that's, like, my dream, to record in, like, an actual studio like that. I feel like that's just such a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I really want to perform soon, so maybe I can get, like, reach a larger audience in the future. So I don't know, it's kind of like my plan right now. I want to get, like, a label, like, stage performances and stuff. I don't know.
And then I know, obviously, you said, like, one of the biggest lessons you learned,
yeah,
as a, like, starting off your music career was that you should pursue your passion.
Yeah.
What else did you learn? Like, what's another, like, big lesson you've learned in all those times that, like, you stayed committed?
That, honestly, people are always gonna, like, people always, like, kind of prioritize themselves over other people. And I feel like I saw that through how I lost a large amount of friends after I started doing like music and stuff, because they saw like music as like something like weird, like they deemed it as like weird hobby or something like that. I don't know, but like a lot of people just kind of, I don't know, I kind of learned that there's a lot of fake people out there, and you should really just keep like a close eye into like who you're friends with, because there are like a large amount of people that only want you there for like their own personal advantage, and like they're only there for you to view like their own accomplishments and their own events, and they won't like show up to your events or whatever. And I feel like that's kind of like, just keep your friend group, like your circle, small with like your best friends. Like one or two best friend is better than having like a group of people that don't really like, you're not really close with.
Yeah, I also learned that like the hard way, even though like a lot of people would say I'm still young, 17, going through high school. Yeah. I learned a lot like during the years, the difference having good friends can make. Like for me, it went from people that weren't real,
yeah,
people that would like laugh at you or whatever, like we all went through these things, to go into a smaller group. And maybe the group I'm friends with now, we all know from, yeah, like our, when I talk with my friends and stuff, their group is viewed more as like, I guess I'd say outcasts. Yeah. Not as popular. They, yeah, don't do as much things as other friend groups.
That's kind of like how people view like my friend group.
Yeah, so that's how they view my friend group. And like a lot of the times when I talk about my friends to other people, they'll be like, yo, this guy's weird or whatever. Yeah. But they're actually some of the most genuine people I've ever met.
Yeah, like they're the most nicest people I know. And they probably have more fun than like half the other people, like most of the popular kids. Like, and they have like my friend group, they may be seen as like an outcast group or something like that. Like may not be part of like the dominant popular group of the school, but like we still probably have more fun than like most of like the kids in our school do. Like,
yes. Yeah. And sometimes it's not even just like about fun. Like sometimes you need people to just like, yeah, chill with you, yeah, like rock with you, and like and people like you could talk to.
Like down to earth, like talking with you. Yeah. And I feel like they're like one of the most supportive people I know. And it's, I feel like that's like a really important thing to have in your life, because it really makes all the difference.
Yeah, and I noticed that as well. Like before, like earlier, like first half I'd say of high school, wasn't like as connected to my friend group and, yeah, stuff. They didn't really like include me a lot or anything. And then last year I made that change where I was like, I don't care what other people think, I'm gonna go. And rather than like go sit with like the popular kids in my grade and stuff, I went and like sat with the kids who other people would see as weird. And that was, like a lot of people would say, that's a mistake, making that change to begin with. But that was probably the best mistake in my life, because now I have people that,
yeah,
I feel like 10 years from now, when we all went our different careers and stuff, I still think like I'd at least like meet up with them and talk, yeah, about how life like is, those no matter how far we go from each other.
Like those are lifelong friends that you make.
Yeah, yeah, and it's crazy. Like I feel that kind of connection with them, and I've only been friends with them for 1 year. And it's just crazy like how random strangers, like half these kids in that friend group I've known for years, never made that connection with them, and then now I see them as brothers.
Yeah, I can relate to that too. I remember like when I was younger or earlier in high school, just like I was just trying to be friends with kind of like whoever, not even just like just to fit in general, just be like, I don't know, just to say like, you know, I have a lot of friends or something like that. Then at this point now, it's like I have my small group of friends, and like all those friendships are not like, they were not like forced or anything, and it all just happened naturally. Yeah. So just easier to just like, we just have that like connection that just goes perfectly without friendship.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think one of the best qualities you should look out for when you're being friends with people, and as they're going through stuff, notice how they are when good things happen in your life. Like, are they the type, like Nolan said, that only want you to see their good things, and then they're like maybe jealous when you have good things, yeah, going for you in your life? And sometimes it's not even about jealousy and success or whatever. Do they make that effort to see you do the things that you like as much as you do for them? Like, it has to be kind of equal. Sometimes it's not equal. Sometimes there's that one boy, you know, who gives to you more than you give to them.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you guys understand each other. There's this mutual respect for each other, and you guys actually support each other. And I would say, like, just like Nolan said, having a small group of friends, it's not necessarily to say, like, if you have a big group of friends who are all genuine, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But don't prioritize being out in that big crowd of so many fake people, and prioritize to be with the real guys who actually
care about you.
All right, so before we wrap this up, is there anything you'd like to say to your family, friends, or anyone who's supported you so far
along
your whole journey?
Well, so it's been like a long journey, and I feel like it's three and a half years and counting currently, and the support I've gotten on the way has really helped me, and I've been honing this project, and I'm really excited to drop this, and hopefully you guys feel the same way about this project that I do, because it really holds a dear place in my heart. I've been working on it for like 8-9 months going on now. Wow. So yeah, I've been spending a lot of time on this, so hopefully it goes well. The rollout has been going well so far, and yeah, I just hope it goes well. There are some big features on it, so hopefully you guys see that at one point. So yeah.
All right, any final messages from you, Josh?
Yeah, I really like what you're doing with your music, and like how especially with everything you just said, like how just being yourself, just to like just go with your passion, chase your dream, don't let other people determine what your dreams are, just chase your stuff. Like, I really like that message.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think overall, good luck with everything in your music career. I really like how everything's going with it too. Yeah. And like, I've seen a lot of improvement too.
Yeah, there's been a huge amount of like improvement over the course of a couple months that's been going on. I feel like this is like the truest project I've made so far. Like, this is the most me I put into something, and I feel like you guys are gonna see that when it drops.
Yeah. And yeah, thanks for joining us, Nolan. Just like almost every other episode. Before this episode started, before we started recording this, I didn't really understand how Nolan was when it came to his music theory. I just thought it was like this like little side hobby, but now like seeing like your passion and commitment definitely made me think you're someone that's inspiring.
Yeah,
I kind of admire that. Yeah. And I think you're on a unique journey. Not a lot of people put this much dedication into things. And yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Make sure to check out Nolan's work. We'll update you on our next episodes if he releases his album when we're recording one. And yeah, this is just the beginning for this podcast, and it's just the beginning of Nolan's career. So hopefully we all make it. Until the next time, on the pedestal, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for having me.